Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Gift Dube on Monday, July the 6th, 2020, and this is Live Talk. I'm in Maryland.
I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye. This July the 6th, 2020, I'm broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen the cases arising. We saw the Minister of Health saying that the cases are now at 716. We have 181 recoveries in Zimbabwe, and active COVID-19 cases currently stand at 527 with 8 deaths.
Yes, we see, Marvelous, that yesterday there were 18 people who actually tested COVID-19 positive. So, meaning that, you know, the number is going up, and most of these people are coming from South Africa and Botswana, and one is from Canada, and three are local cases. So, which means that it seems as if the majority of those people that are testing coronavirus positive are those that are coming out of the country, and they are Zimbabweans. So, when we look at the worldwide figures, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 11 million people that are COVID-19 positive. And out of these people, 534,787 have died. And in the USA alone, there are almost 3 million people that have tested positive for COVID-19. And out of these people, almost 130,000 have actually died. So it seems as if COVID-19 is really causing havoc. Yabukambe mahlaba ezulu linjani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijiyeneyo. Ye, namhlanje sikhuluma ngokujiyeneyo. Okunye esikhuluma ngakho khona kwe-coronavirus COVID-19 kuzobuya ke okunye lokhu ukuthi kulabantu abafuna ukutshengisela emgoqweni mhlaka July 31 lonyaka. So sichase nge-COVID-19 kulabantu 716 okuthiwa-ke sebetholakale bele-COVID-19. Abayi 181 sebesilile kuthi ke abayi 8 sebabhubha. Nxa sesikhangela-ke izolo kulabantu abayi 18 abatholakale belomkhuhlane lo. Iningi labo ngabantu abavela phandle kwelizwe. Siyabona njalo ukuthi sokutestwe abantu abafika 80,089 ku-COVID-19 naleyi. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele iJohns Hopkins University ithi sokulabantu abayi 11.5 million asebethole umkhuhlane lo. Kuzobuya abe 534,787 sebabhubha. Kuzobuya kwele Melika asebefika phose 3 million abantu asebebambe umkhuhlane lo. Kuthi-ke asebebhubhile 129,947. Yeah, kunjalo Marvelous singakangeni kuhlelo lwethu khona manje.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLive Talk. Apo nhasi musi wemuvhuro July 6, 2020, tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tichitarisa zvakare tichange tiine gango tichitarisa zvakare nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 globally zvinoreva kuti pasi rose chawanikwa icho chichibata vanhu vanoraudzira 11,444. Kwozouya vanhu vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi vari pa 534,000. Daudzira half a million vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Imo muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 2.8 million vabatwa nedambudziko reCOVID-19, tichiona kuti nearly 130,000 vanhu vawanikwa vachishaya. Saka chirwere ichi chakapfunya chisero imo muno muAmerica. Andosaka pari zvino tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba. Muno muWashington DC mandinogara mune vanhu 10,482 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko iri. Tozotarisa kuti 559 ndo vashaya. Asi munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19 huri kuramba huchikwira. Pari zvino tichiona kuti nyanya kune vanhu vari kubva kwatingati kuye kunze kwenyika dziri pedo neZimbabwe. Pari zvino pane vanhu 716 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedambudziko iri, vanhu 8 vachishaya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino panyaya yeCOVID-19. Asi zvakare tichatarisawo zvematongerwo enyika. Tichiona kuti pari zvino takaona nezuro mutungamiri webato reMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa vachiita ivo yavaiti e-rally, zvinoreva kuti vanga vari kuita rally yavo vari pamasaisai vanhu vachivaona pasi rose pavanga vari kutaura hwaro hwebato ravo. Tikaona zvakare ipo pamadandemutande reinternet tikaona mamwe mapato vachida idzira ivo ene avo mapato anopikisa kuti nevamo vakazvimirira vachiti ivo vari kuda kuti pawanikwe ipo pane kuratidzira kupera kwemwedzi uno musi waJuly 31 saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kutaura kuti zvakamira sei uyezve zvingabatsire here tichiona kuti nhasi taona zvakare vana mukoti vachiratidzira kuBulawayo vana mukoti vanoshanda kuzvipatara zvehurumende vanga vari kuratidza tikaona muHarare vamwe vana mukoti vachitorwawo nemapurisa mushure mekunge vaedza kuratidzira asi vakazorambidzwa saka tichange tichibata zvese izvozvi pachirongwa chedu Gidzi.
Yes, marvelous. And going deep into our discussion today, we are looking at the July 31st proposed protests. So we see that Jacob Ngarivume of Transform Zimbabwe is actually one of those people spearheading this kind of protest that is dubbed the hashtag ZANU-PF must go. So now there are some people who actually sent us audios. So let's listen to what these people are saying about, you know, this kind of thing called protesting in the streets in order to remove ZANU-PF from power. So let's hear what people are saying, Marvelous, just briefly.
Bahlulekile bahluthuna umbuso yonke into yabo ngeyodlame hayi ZANU must go ayihambe ngumdluli lo South Africa mfana wasecholojo
mina ngumoyo banda komnyama kugwamagwama village hayi ngiyayiboni indaba eliyifaka lapha madoda kodwa hey bananzelela abafowethu laba mabethi bona bazakhipha izanu ngokutoyitoya ha ngoba lapho kuyakarajwana la akhali imvubu la hayi bebengathi nje bebumbe into enhle ma kuyukuthi umbuso njengoba uvele ungamanga kahle bebe le nhlelo ezingcono ngoba hey kuzatshaywa
igama lami ngiwusani ngiphume enkaya okwamanje ngilapha eGoli hey okubuhlungu ukuthi kuzatshona abantu iZANU-PF izovali ifaka amasotsha lamapholisa bedubula abantu bebulala abantu
elo langa kuzalimala abantu abaningi bazatshaywa and unalowo mqondo kawusuze usebenze ngoba kunini kambe abantu bekhuluma belezifiso ezinjalo ukuthi alubana iZANU iyaphuma embusweni ukuthi sizasunduzwa ngabantu nje makhaza kungeke kusebenze lokhu abantu bayazikhathaza nje abamelele u-2023 bavote bayikhiphe nxa kuyikuthi sebefuna ukuyikhipha kuloku zama ukuzilimazisa nje ngoba baningi bazalimala sikulokuzwayo ngoba laba abantu kabadlali bayalwa lo muntu ongani ucabanga izinto ezinjengazonizo lo ukhuluma ngincube Rafael
siyakuthakazelela sikulokutshengisela lokhu kodwa hey Ayi, laba abantu bayesabe okunye okumangalisayo kodwa akutshengisela sizatshengisela sizesikele ukutshengisela sinjengathi sisiyahlupheka sifuna imali imali azibonakala emabhenki kunzima ilizwe linzima abantu bathwele nzima khathesi sinje siyasebenza sikaholi lezi mali zethu khonapha emsebenzini kuthiwa amabhenki kawala mali ilizwe ibhenki yelizwe kayinamali so manje sisakwazi ukuthi senzeni so ukutshengisela lokhu kuzaba khona hayi siyakuthakazelela sibili kakhulu
ngumpumelelo mafu ngisesendlukisela upani hayi silalele sibili inhlanganiso eziningi zithi sezibambana ukubana zikhiphe umnankagwa esikhundleni kulobu nzima abantu bakhathele abantu sebediniwe mina mbona ngombono wami abantu sebediniwe abantu seberojwe kakhulu nguhulumende okhona khanya isikhathi sangikhona sesikwanile kodwa ke mina ngombono wami ngizama ukuthi ngithi yena kanti manje umakhuphe right nguye yedwa singamzwayo khona ekhomenta ekhuluma ngokuthi uyahlanganela labanye simazina embalini yemdc yiye ehambela phambili ezinto ezingazonezi namhlanje umakhuphe ungakazwakaliphelasimuti yikho lapho umakhuphe azabonakala khona sizamuzamindeleni ukuthi sifune uthini ngalokho.
There are the people there, Marvelous, saying different things about what they are expecting out of this. And one, the first guy was saying certainly ZANU-PF must go. And then with Pandamoyo, we'll say, oh, yeah, but you know, the problem is there could be a lot of violence associated with that. And then with another person by the name Busani, he says he's from Kai. He says people may die on that particular day, so why do it? It has failed in the past, and why try it today? And the same was said by the second caller, Ngobe Raphael. And then with another guy who said, yes, just do it. But the last guy was very cautious. He was saying that, you know, where is Miss Kupe, Togozani, and others in this matter? So he wants to know all those kind of things.
Interesting. Aha, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tanga tirikunzwa kubva kune vanhu vakasiyana siyana vanga vari kutaura mafungiro avo pamusoro pehashtag kana kuti urongwa huripo hwekuti ihwo kunge kuine kuratidzira kupera kwemwedzi uno musi waJuly 31st uri kunzi iwo uchishandisa hashtag pachivhitivhiti kana kuti padandemutande reinternet riri kunzi hashtag ZANU-PF must go. Saka vamwe vanga vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo. Vamwe vachiti ivo zvinogona kuzonetsa nekuti panogona kukuwadzwa vanhu kana kuti vamwe vanhu vanogona kurohwa, vamwe vachiti ngazvoenderere mberi. Saka ndo zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano, tichange tiine vanyari vanobva kumapato akasiyana siyana vachitiudzawo pfungwa dzavo kuti zvii zviri kuitika pari zvino, uyezve ivo semaonero avo zvingaenderere mberi here izvi zviri kurongwa, uyezve kuti zvingabatsire sei nyika, nekuti tichiona kuti munguva yapfuura patakaona vanhu vachiungana munyika ndo patakaona pachibviswa vaRobert Mugabe nechisimba. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kutariswa nevamwe kuti apo pazvakaitika izvi zvakazoitika izvozvi zvaitika zviri kuendeka here. Saka ndo zvichange tichikurukura ipo pano kuti mushure mekunge vaRobert Mugabe vabviswa nechisimba vanhu varatidzira, zvabatsira here munyika pari zvino, Gibbs?
Yes, our first guest, marvelous, is Dr. Simba Mavaza. He belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party, and he is in London. So, Dr. Mavaza, welcome to the program. Do you have a question for him? Maybe pose the first question.
Yeah, toda kungonzwa kwavari kuti zviri kurongwa izvi tinga vari kuona sei ivo sebato reZANU-PF.
Yes, let me bring him aboard. So, what's your take on the protests, you know, proposed protests by these people that are planning it? And as ZANU-PF, how do you take this?
Thank you. Thank you, Nkomo. Thank you, Mave. Right. The first thing we need to look at is a protest on its own does not bring fruits unless there's a purpose for it. Now, the problem we are having here is the protest which is planned by the MDCA is not about economy. It's not about Zimbabwe. It's about them seeking relevance. MDCA has been losing relevance and losing its own internal wars. Now, Kupe and his team were in Lawa yesterday having their own rallies. And in order to keep relevant and to keep in the minds of people as a vibrant opposition, Chamisa and Miti have to come up with a plan.
No, even in this case, let's be honest, it's not the MDCA. There is Transform Zimbabwe that is actually spearheading this kind of protest. And then the MDCA only said, yes, we are supporting this, but we think time has not come for it to happen. So let's not say this is the MDCA kind of protest. No.
Last week, if you had followed closely as we do, MDCA called for demonstrations on the 31st of July. The other parties supported what MDCA said. And if you have listened to what Chamisa said yesterday, he said we have consulted and we will go on the streets and people will talk on the 31st of July. So it means it's spearheaded by MDCA. And other opposition parties are now joining in. Why? Because they've been quiet for too long. They are trying to seek relevance by a demonstration. But let me come quickly to the point of a demonstration in itself. Number one, we are in a situation of economic dilemma as a country. Things are so tough. So when people are hungry, the government or anybody who is in power becomes very apprehensive. So if you go on the street in this situation, you are simply putting people in danger and not yourself. We are not saying as a party we'll beat up people. But when people who go on the streets and they are hungry, they will be trying to break the shops, they will try to break the laws. When that is done, the reaction will be catastrophic. And therefore, putting people in the streets in this time of COVID, this time of economic meltdown, it is not a clever idea. And we have noticed really that strikes which are created in this period end up in bloodshed. But Zimbabwe does not need bloodshed now. And we don't need that. And we cannot, as ZANU-PF, we cannot stop the police from maintaining order when these demonstrators get wild or get out of way. And again, as a party, we cannot sit down and allow people to come and try to change the government unlawfully. We have elections in 2023. This is the time, if they have got complaints, come with your complaints together, take them up to the government, or use that as your campaigning tool. But putting people on the street, it is not a good idea at all. And it is bound to fail in any case.
Marvelous.
Ndizvekuti vamavadza vanga vazombondipindura here because ndatinga vanzwe but maybe vadhube vanogona kumbotaurawo kuti vanoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Zvingabatsira ndanzwa vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekuti vazhinji pari zvino vari kutotarisa ivo vachiti utongi hwava Mugabe hunenge hwanga uri nani tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu. Hamene kuti vangataura here kuti zvakamira sei?
Mr. Dube, she wants you to respond. You know, on this issue, saying, you know, some people are saying Mugabe's rule was so much better than what is going on today. So what's your response to that? So unfortunately, Dube says he wants to speak in Ndebele and English. Go ahead.
Okay. I think what is happening, Emmerson Mnangagwa is proving that he is the most incompetent, because everyone, when Robert Mugabe was in power, all thought that even if a donkey was given to take over this country, the donkey was going to actually make this country better. But Mnangagwa actually has proven all of us to that he can actually worsen the thing, because the country, when power, people were buying bread for $1 and even if there was a parallel exchange rate, it was less than money to two against the US dollar. Now things are getting worse. Mm-hmm. Teachers were earning something like $400-$500. People are now earning probably $50 if they are lucky enough, those who are working for the government. And actually we have been seeing a very worrying trend whereby donations which are being given to the government of Zimbabwe for COVID are being invoiced by those who are close to Emmerson Mnangagwa, and this is very worrying.
So now,
Nzima abantu sebephila nzima ngoba umgabe chiya ekhutshwa embusweni isinkwa sibe sisithenga ngedola elilodwa noma kule parallel market imali ibithengwa umgabe omnyama kade uthi nxa ule mali ngangedola 870 dollars ku-eco cash ubuthenga probably $100 but lamhlanje siyananzelela ukubana ukuze uthenga $100 udinga imali eyedlula 10,000 RTG so kutshengisa ukubana Mnangagwa umuntu oyehlulekayo kakhulu ukubusa, njalo siyananzelela lobugwelegwele lobusela okwenzakala ngaphansi kwakhe ukubana izinto ezinye ezidonethiweyo abantu abamsebenzelayo amabodigadi akathatha ezenze imvose lezo zinto ukuthi betshontshele isteti imali.
Yeah, thank you so much. And stay on the line. Dube is in Bulawayo. Now we're joined by Ketwe Pepe. She is in Canada. Ketwe, welcome to the program. Right, so let's, yes, go ahead. I think Dr. Mabaza will come back very shortly. I think he had some internet problems. He'll be coming back very shortly. So now, what is your point? Yes.
On the podcast, there was a leg between him talking, and then half of it with few years.
Okay.
So but
what's your take on these planned protests?
No, I think what I have to say was when it's really I'm trying to use social word, it is right. When it's really, really, really bad, that is the truth. And I don't think, I've always thought it is Abanteka Abaga Kona. See, I'm only using the Gala, Amanzi, Banatamanzi, and Nodileo, Kabalam Sevenzi, Kabaholi Wushi, and the people in power are pretty much comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said, the masses, the point is not enough police or soldiers to deal with that. When they are ready, they will get out of their homes and stand outside. At this point, I always feel that the people have not come to that point yet. And I sometimes think with Tines diaspora, maybe we contribute towards them not getting out of the street, getting out of the house and go to the street to say no.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want this.
Yes. So what do you think people should do then in order to, express their grievances?
No, civil disobedience is the only way out of this.
Mm-hmm.
With disobedience. Right now, we're being put in jail with people who are going to go hyper, when the grand thieves are actually running the country. The grand thieves are running the country.
But people will say, can you substantiate that? Because, they've not been convicted in court.
They own everything right now. Own the courts, they own everything. It's just a revolving door. I don't know what happened to the case of Obadiah. He was arrested, but he has said that everything seems to be normal. So I don't know what we expect us people to say. The other lady, I told her in NASA, I don't know what happened to that woman. What happened to all that money that she stole, the case that she did? What happened to all that? Utombo went to court saying that the Utombo bag. What happened to all that? We see these things and they are wondering which is where the grand thieves are out there running the country.
Yeah, but unless and until they go to court and they're convicted, then we can call them thieves. Now, some of them are suspects at the moment. They haven't been tried, you know? So maybe let's put it that way. Yes. Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to take?
All right, just hold on 1 second. Let's cross over to Marvelous. Hey, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tangatuku nzwa kubwa kuna maike tuwe bebe. Varuta uropu mwa zao pamsorope jirkuitika. Uyejeta nzwa kubwa kuna wa dube. Varukubula wa imanga varuta urosha kare mwa zao. Vashita ura iwo kutipari jino. Jino jinega shati uomei. Mushure mekunge pane urumende yakawani kwa iyo ichipinda yaba Mnangagwa tu vangawara kutawara iyo kuti chingwa pasipe urumende yaba Mugabe chai tengeka asie jino achita tengeka Maria irukude ziru kwa pane jino wakada ise chingwa irukukuri raba na vajinji shukuti vajinji mwuzishinji ya zisha kwanza kunge zichuwani kwa hizu zichi tenga jino wakada ise chingwa zuvane zuva saka jino mwosho wakada kutawara iyo ataka mire duku vakune vamo vanyarikani varikuuya pachirongwa kuti tinzwe kuti ivo vanoona sei urongwa uyu huri kurongwa kwekuti vanhu vawane kuyo vachiratidza kuti havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino Gibbs.
Yeah, baba Lukisi Dube, wena ungubona kwako sivili ubona anipomerela yini ukutengesera wavantu emgwegweni.
ukuthengisela kwabantu emgwaqweni kumele kuphumelele njengoba umabhebhele watsho ukubana wonke umuntu nxa esebonile ukuthi usehluphekile kwafanela uzangena esitaradeni uhlupho esijalo kulunanzelela eminyakeni edlulileyo ukubana abantu abaningi abezimbabwe bathanda ukuthi bebukele kube labanye kube bona bebuye bezothatha amakhamera bebuye bethatha amavidiyo ngamafoni kulokuthi bengene ezitaradeni singananzelela lapho kusebenza khona ama-demonstrations kujayele ukwenzakala ukubana kube labantu abaningi abagcwala izitarada zonke kungena abantu abangu-100,000 estritini kungena abantu abangu-1,000,000 estritini yikho kwenza ukubana kuphumelele lokho so ngendlela abantu abahlupheka ngayo kukade sikhangelele ukubana wonke umuntu onanzelela ukuhlupheka kwakhe ukubana engene ebuye estaradini.
Can you say that? Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say we need to be careful when you say Robert Mugabe's regime was better. It was not better. It was just the same. We were suffering exactly the same way since 1980. So let's shy away from saying that Robert Mugabe's regime was better. We were suffering then. We were suffering, and he was killing us. Sitting, this regime is doing, is killing us, and we're suffering. So, akula bungono, akula nto bungono. We are burning, pakati oven. We are burning from 1980. So, naso bichisa abantu bazakhuma bafune phansi.
Yeah, but if people get out there and stage these protests, are we not going to witness some violence?
The thing is, the same thing that Kukulu is doing. Who's not to talk about food? Yes, there's going to be violence. So we need all of us to get out and stand outside. There is not enough police or enough army to deal with everyone outside. There's none. Unless the Zanu-PF is determined to do a genocide and wipe millions of people one time, Zabon.
Mm-hmm.
That is the end of them. Because they cannot wipe millions of people, Babulawi, and then expect to move the country after that. It has never happened in any country in the world.
Marvelous.
Aha, apotrukunzwa, my baby, Barutawa, Iwo, I city. Kunyangwa hawa wangwara kufunga kuti pasipaba Mugabe zunzazwa kana ka achisi chokwa dino kutivatiwa kupira 1980 zunzazwa kaa oma pasipaba Mugabe ende zunukungure ramba zichende rambiri neku oma nekuti ibato rimwero zizipo kutonga parizino rezano PF kungo tete parizino mtungamiri wezano PF parizino ndiva Mnangagwa asi bari kuti iwo vamwe vanofungidzira vaya kuti zvinhu zvava zvakanaka pasipa Mugabe hachisi chokwadi semaonero avo saka vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vese vawanikwe ivo vachinyatsorwadzikana zvokuti munhu wese obva abuda oenda mumigwagwa nekuti vari kuti hapana mapurisa anogona kuti angauraye nyika yese asi zvinotora vakashinga vari kuti ivo havasati vambozviona zvichiitika kuti vanhu vazhinji vobuda vobva vawanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa muwandu segenocide kana zvimwe zvakadaro ndiwo maonero avo avari kuona maybe Mr. Dube, do you think the people of Zimbabwe are ready right now when we look at the issue of COVID-19 and what we also saw happening here in America, the Black Lives Matter protest, do you think that might have put an idea in people's minds regarding this hashtag July 31st protest?
Yeah, considering the current situation at the moment, a lot of people are suffering. As we can already say that in before COVID, at least 90% of this economy was informalized, operating informally. So most of those people they haven't earned any income in the last, let's say, in the last 4 months. And or even those who are really working, especially the bulk of the people who are working for the government and they are earning, their earnings have been disseminated by inflation, which means that they are earning probably less than $50. So a lot of people obviously are angry against the regime or they are suffering under the current circumstances. So everything being equal, they should be willing to protest against the government, which is failing to resolve this current crisis.
Okay, I think we are joined by Mr. Prince Tumekos Banda of MTC Alliance. I don't know whether he's in now or not. So it seems as if his phone actually cut off, and maybe let's call him again. While we're doing that, we can try to locate our other guest, and that is Dr. Simba Mavaza. I guess he's got a slight problem in coming back into our show. Like you can see that he's trying, but there are some challenges. So let's wait for Babu Dube. Babu Dube, nasubona wena konke okwenzakalayo. Ubona ngani wena ngokubona kwakho, ubona ngani abantu bayatholani nakhona ukuthi bangene emgwaqweni bayenza okwenzayo?
Abantu bangangena emgwaqweni siyananzelela ukubana uhulumende uzananzelela ukubana insuku zakhe zizafinyezwa. Sizananzelela ukuthi amaviki amathwana adlulayo kumbe amaviki amabili adlulayo amasosha kulelanga kuka evale khona idolobha, sazi uhulumende segijime sithi uzabapha ama-$75 noma engakabani. Kodwa khona kuyena kuyathengisela ukubana uhulumende ngabona ukuthi abantu sebethatha amanyathelo okumkhupha uyayethuka eyenze lokho okufanele ukubana ilizwe libuzwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ukuthi sibone kumbe ubaba uDr. Mavaza usekhona kumbe hatshi. Kukhanya ngazani ulohlupho oluncane. Wothi ke sile audio kababa uBelief Gawule asithubezele yona khona manje wothi siyidlale sizwe ukuthi yena uthini nakhona ofiswa ngabantu. Siyabuya back khonapho sikhokhene lani sizwe ukuthi lithini nakhona okwethulwe ngumnumzana uBelief Gawule. Nanguyakhuluma
khona phakathi kwekhona. Umumo lo obunzima esikhangelene labo umumo obangelwe umumo wecorona owenza izinto zabazimbi zangalolu hlobo. Pho kungenwa emgwaqweni, kungenelwa bani emgwaqweni? Ngabantu abalenjongo yabo ecatshileyo abafuna ukusebenzisa umumo okhona ukuthi bathole lokho abafuna ukukuthola. Ngezinye indlela, unanzelele singakuyela sikhangele emuva lokwana kwayenzakalayo ngoJanuwari ngaluwana umnyaka. Abantu beqhikeza izitolo, bebulala izinto zonke, besenza njani njani. Kwakukhanya ukuthi kulesandla esithile. Imisebenzi yabantu be-G40 lay, labantu be-MDC Alliance, besebenza le-G40, G40 Cabal kaMgabe, isebenza labantu be-MDC Alliance, besenza izinto zabo zokuthi bafuna nje ukuthi bagenqule uhulumende. Yindlela zabo abazenzayo lezi. Ayikho ntsho le nto lezi isizathu abanaso ukuthi bakwenzelani lokho ngaphandle kokuthi bona bafuna ukuthi basuse umnango ngobona bangene kuphela yikho abakudingayo. But injongo yabo isegcekeni, uganga wabo kusegcekeni. Okuncedwa ikubona sonke isikhathi bahlala besenza izinto ezinye zokuthi abantu bahlamukele uhulumende wabo. Bafuna into zibe nzima abantu bahlamukele uhulumende. Yimisebenzi yezitha. Kodwa ngiyabacebisa ukuthi yebo abakwenze sibili, kodwa ke into engiyibonayo bakwenzela abanye abantu bakwenzela abane, abakwenzeli into le abayenza ukuthi ibe into enceda uZulu weZimbabwe, kodwa badinga nje bona indlela zabo ukuthi bangangena njani embusweni.
Ngiyakholisa njani ukulalela izindaba ezimnandi. Ngayilalela kudala le studio leyi kusalalelelwe ezindlini kuze kube namhlanje. Ngiyayithanda le radio leyi studio 7.
So what Mr. Belief Gawule is saying there, Marvelous, is that you know, there are some previous protests that happened in Zimbabwe, and he says out of those protests there was a regime change agenda. So he says now this is the work of the Generation 40 faction of ZANU-PF and MTC Alliance. He says it's very clear that there's a hidden hand in all this, and it's just only one agenda, regime change. So, sing as good to one agenda.
Aiwa apota ngatiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaBelief Gawule veZANU-PF sekutaura kwaita Gibbs ari kuti ivo vaGawule vati ivo zviri kurongwa izvi. Zvinogona kunge zviri kurongwa nebato rinopikisa vachida kuti ivo vapidigure hurumende ndokutaura kuri kuita vabelieve gaure vachiti pane kuratidzira kwavakamboona kuchiitwa vanhu ava vanenge vari kuda kuuya kuti vaite mabasa ekupidigura hurumende saka ivo vari kuti mabasa ebato guru remunyika rinopikisa vari kuda ivo kuti vawanikwe ivo vachibvisa hurumende pachigaro Gibbs.
Yeah, so now we have our first guest, that is Dr. Simba Mavaza. I think he's got a slight challenge on his network. So hopefully he's going to join us as we proceed with our show. So now let's go back to Mr. Dube. I don't know whether Prince Dube Gospanda has joined us. No, it seems as if he hasn't. And Kalipani Pukeni of MTC LT, he was planning to join our show as well, but he's not in. So let's go to Ketwe Pepe in Canada. So what's the best way of showing people's, you know, anger or let me say disenchantment with the government? How should people behave themselves? We know that there's a constitution in Zimbabwe that actually allows people to go onto the streets, but some of these rights are actually, you know, controlled by certain sections of the law in Zimbabwe. So now, how should people show that kind of, you know, anger and all those kind of things?
I think between the constitution and the force and the right to demonstrate, I think it has been stripped away from people. So I don't see any way again other than this is for people. You know, just go out. They don't need to announce. Just get out of it. They just tell you. They don't need to give notice. Then a lot of us want to do that because why wait until you drop it? Just go out today. By July 31st, he bond to use dollars in 1 to 300 by July 31st. Kumani namusha. Namusha kumani simepange lapa. Because do you have food today? Between today and July 31st, what would have changed in your life? If it's that hot in this whole village that is called Zimbabwe, you would get out of it today. I want to go to July 31st. And then one other thing I wanted to say, was it's clear from what the VP said, what's running the country, we don't know. We were not taught this thing. We were not taught how to stand the soil with this Kulume. We were not taught by this. So just by that, we say he is part of administration. He needs to go.
Yes.
Yeah, who vice president who came from Hat? Who said he was a manager? And misappropriating funds. So he needs to get a menapum. That pool came over at he must go to.
Yes, marvelous.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Mike Tiwe Bebe vari ku Canada vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo vari kutaurawo kuti kana zvinhu zvanyatsopisa munyika zvechokwadi vanhu vanozowanikwa ivo vachienda mumigwagwa vataura ivo kuti havazive kuti chii chichanyatsosanduka kubva iye zvino kusvika musi 31 vachitaura ivo kuti mari yemabond pachazosvika 31 July inogona kunge yatosvika kuma 1 to 300. Saka izvi zvinogona kuti zvizonyatsobata vanhu kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiona kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Vakataura zvakare pamusoro pemazwi avanoti ivo akataurwa nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vakembo muhadhi apo vakataura mazwi atakanzwa vachitaura ivo kuti vanogona kunge vakatora zvavo masimba asi varungu havana kusiya vavaratidza kuti zveupfumi hwenyika izvi zvinofambiswa sei. Saka Mike Tiwe Bebe vari kushora izvi vachiti mazwi akadai haakwanisi kuvaka nyika Gibbs.
Yes, okay, sibuyele kubaba Dube. So baba Dube, nxa ulalela abantu emjoveni, nxa ulalela abantu emabhasini, nxa ulalela abantu besikhulumela nje, bati ni ngakono kuhutiwa abantu utuwele kuchengisele kuchi bati ni sibi
ya abantu nga usanga na labu nga ukuta abantu abanyingi wapaka tukubunzima wafuma ukuthi ukuthi siyale sithule akusoze kusincede ngalutho ngakho nga kungenziwa imizamo ezatshengisela uhulumende ukuthi hayi siyadana ngendlela abayenza ngayo ilizwe leli abaqhuba ngalo ilizwe leli kungabe into enhle kakhulu ukuthi nxa kungaba yenza ukuthi uhulumende kufike kubantu ukuthi hayi abantu abajabule ngabo abakwenza.
So looking at what people are saying on the streets, what people are saying in combis, what people are saying in buses, you know, what exactly are they saying about these planned protests?
Yeah, most people are in support of the idea that something must be done to show that people are not happy about the way in which ZANU-PF is failing to run this country because of the current situation where most people are suffering. They cannot afford food, electricity, water, everything. Nothing is actually working except that ZANU-PF is looting the country.
Mhm. Marvelous.
Ewa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vadhube vari kutaura ivo vachiti kwavari kumbofamba famba vachinzwa zviri kutaurwa vanhu nevanhu vanenge vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitsigira nyaya yekuti pane zvinofanira kuitwa vari kutaura kuti vanhu havasi kunyatsofara neutongi hwava Emmerson Mnangagwa pari zvino zviri zvikuramba zvichikwira muzvitoro nezvimwe zvakadai ndo zvavari kunzwa kwavari kufamba famba mungave muri mumakombi nekumwewo apo vari kubvunza vanhu pamusoro pekuronga kwekuratidzira kuri kurongwa ikoku saka ndiwo maonero ava vari kutaura Gibbs.
Yes, so now I think I've got Dr. Mavaza on the phone. So, Dr. Mavaza, sorry, you got cut off. And you were saying a lot about what is going on in Zimbabwe right now. So now, and in terms of the planned protests, do you think this is a good idea, you know, by the people that want to, you know, stage these protests? What's your take really on people going into the streets, expressing their views as per the constitution? They are allowed to do that. So what is your general view of this?
The general view is that there is nothing wrong in going on a demonstration. But the purpose of this demonstration is not to make things right. It is actually clear. They are saying it now. They are saying it every time that it's a demonstration to make ZANU-PF go. In other words, it's a demonstration to change the government in an unlawful way, because the governments are not changed by demonstrations. The government are changed by elections. We are simply saying if there is a genuine grievance within the MDC, MDCA, or any other opposition party, bring them together in a lawful way. But this way of saying they have to demonstrate in that way alone, it is not the right way. And I'm saying it is a risk putting the people in this time of COVID, in this time of an economic downturn of the country, putting them in front in the streets for a demonstration is exposing them to danger. I know the question will be, what danger? Number one, these people, they are bound to break into the shops because they are hungry. Once they do that, the police are bound to react. And there will be a lot of arrests. And there will be a lot of injuries. And there will be some deaths. And in other words, the opposition are simply setting up the government for a fight. Mm-hmm. They want that fight for their own. And this is wrong.
Yes, maybe Marvelous, you want to pose a question?
I don't know what you mean. ZANU-PF, is it member or supporter? I don't know. But anyway, my question for him, saying that this is not the right way. Are you saying that people have not done the right thing to get government?
They are hungry and they are not happy with the running of the country. Can you confirm that the people have not told the government, and the government doesn't know that the people are not happy? They are hungry. And they're angry, and they're not happy with the way things are going. Can you confirm that the government doesn't know that? No.
Hey, Dr. Mavaza, that's your question.
Yeah,
has gone to the government to make such complaints. We are not saying people are not suffering. The government is aware that people are suffering. And nobody has gone to the government to tell them they can see. They have got members of parliament who are within the people. But what we are saying is when we are in a trouble and the government is trying to sort out that problem, we do not demonstrate for the sake of provoking a war and then go up and say Zimbabwe has no freedom of speech. People are free to demonstrate. But we are saying this planned demonstration is not to force government to do things right. It is to force government to leave power. There is no power can be left voluntarily because people have demonstrated. We have a way of doing things in Zimbabwe, and the way is through elections. And 2023 is 2 years away, and therefore it is wrong for any party. As I said earlier on, the opposition, all of them together, who are planning to do the 31st July demonstrations, they are doing it for two reasons. Number one, they have been quiet for the past 2 years. So they want to seek relevance, and the demonstrations are sources of seeking relevance and not to help the people, but helping themselves, the party. And that party alone is not people. And again, it is wrong because it's abusing the people. And the second point is that the opposition, they have not even agreed on how the demonstrations will be done. Demonstrations done without the proper leadership out there, they descend into chaos. And it is definitely exposing people to greater danger and greater risk from criminals, from the police, from the army, from whoever on the streets trying to either cause the havoc or stop the havoc. Either way, the one who loses there is the person. People will lose and not the parties.
Governments have been changed in history through demonstrations. A lot of the examples, they have been changed by the people. So don't even think that we have to wait for the ballot. We don't have to wait for the ballot to remove ZANU-PF. We can remove them outside of the ballot. And besides, you ZANU-PF running right now, you're talking about, you know, we have to go to the ballot box. How come you didn't? Why didn't you? How did you take Mugabe out?
No, I can answer that now. Mugabe was not taken out by a demonstration. There was a demonstration, but the members of parliament, including MDC members, they said, the parliament said at the sports stadium, if you don't remember, and they voted a vote of no confidence on Mugabe. While it was going to be delivered, Mugabe resigned.
Mugabe
was not taken out there by the demonstrators, even though they contributed. But I am saying you cannot do the same thing twice. You will be exposing people. Listen, during Mugabe's time, it was the army, the people who worked together, and the police. And the politicians. This time, people are not working together. There is bound to be bloodshed. And it is not advisable.
Well, you're going to get a surprise one day because people are actually working together to remove, to vote a ZANU-PF with no confidence against ZANU-PF. So you need to acknowledge that we have the right to vote, to cast a vote of no confidence against ZANU-PF. We have that right. So let's agree that we have that right.
No, that's where the problem is. You do not have the right to remove the government and constitutional. The government Mugabe resigned, if you don't remember that. And after he resigned, Mnangagwa was elected by Congress to become the president of
Zimbabwe. No, we have a coup. Let's get past it. What I'm telling you is that the people have the right to say, to vote no confidence against ZANU-PF. We need to agree that. That people have the right to get up tomorrow and say, no confidence in this, and we're not going to wait for elections. We want a change now. We have
the point
right.
The point is not to make an argument. The people have no right to break the constitution, they have a right to demonstrate. But you cannot demonstrate and say Either you sort things out or not, I want you out. You don't do that.
Yeah,
the reason why FCC, the reason why, that's your problem. The reason why FCC has never won elections up to now is because it does not have the people on their side.
Right, so let's progress. Ms. Pepe, we understand you, and now Dr. Mabaza can hear you as well. So let's bring in Marvelous. Marvelous.
I wonder that is Mbopa, my baby, Mukana. Sindoenda kuna Mabaza, Dr. Mabaza, nchiti, asi, bumbiro re Zimbabwe, rinobvumidza kuti vanhu varatidzire, kana vasiri kufara nezvimwe zviri kuitika munyika, uyezve sekutaura kuri kuita vazhinji pana pavanhu vayuwira nenzara, mitengo iri kuramba ichikwira. Saka imi seZANU PF, sei pari zvino muri kungofunga chete kuti vanhu kana vakuratidzira, vari kuratidzira vachinge vatumwa nevamwe vanhu, sekutaura kwamaita kuti muri kuti imimi semaonero enyu, muri kuti imimi iregime change agenda, sei muri kufunga kudaro?
Zvakanaka mudzidzisi, zviri pachena. Zviri kufamba mumhepo zvakanyorwa kunzi 31 July ZANU PF must go. If ZANU PF goes, it means the government goes. In other words, it is an agenda to remove ZANU PF and to remove the current government. I see secret. No, zviri kutaurwa. But dambudziko ripo ndiri kuti vanhu vakataura pake zvavo vebato rimwe chete vanobva vafunga kuti vanhu vese vakumirana navo. Zimbabwe haina kuti ZANU PF haina kupinda musimba nekuda kwavanhu vashomashoma vemuHarare. Inyika yese yakavhota, mavhoti ese akasangana kuti kawina. Kana mava nedambudziko, we follow the same process. Vote ZANU PF out in 2023, but don't start a commotion now in order just to create a problem for your own country. Inyika yenyu yamurida kuurayai, vanhu venyu vamurida kukwazisa, zvabva kupi? Mweya haiwoyo. Ndonge yasina kunaka iyoyo. Itai zviri pamutemo. Ikozvozi MPCA yaakutoziva kuti haichisina maMP mupalamendi anogona kuita anything. Vari kubvisana voga hazvinene ZANU PF izvi. Saka they cannot follow a parliamentary route, they cannot follow a constitutional route, they have to follow a rights route, but they are now twisting the rights and saying we have a right to remove the government by force. Atikadaro hakuna nyika inotongeka. We cannot please everybody, but we are saying, yes, vanhu vari kutambudzika, hurumende iri kuedza kupagadzirisa. Kana pane dambudziko, taurai dambudziko ramunenge mataura, hurumende inopagadzirisa. But hatimba tichada kubvisa hurumende nechisimba, imuri vai. Nyika yese yakavhotera hurumende yamuda kubvisa.
Tichiri ipapo vamavadza, taona nhasi vakoti vachiwanikwa ivo vachitorwa nemapurisa muHarare mushure mekunge vaedza kuratidzira. Sei mapurisa ari kuwanikwa ivo achisunga vanhu? Kana vanhu bumbiro remutemo richibvumira kuti kana vanhu vari kuratidzira murunyararo vanogona kuratidza kuti havasi kufara nezviri kuitika.
Ndogona kuvapindura
ipapo.
Vanhu vari kusungwa kana vachinge vakuratidzira vasina kutedzera matamo anofanira kutorwa munyaya dzekuratidzira. Vasikana vana mamombe ava havana kudza kana mupurisa kana ani kana sabhuku kuti hakunoratidzira. Mamombe akabva kuconstituency kwake akaenda kuwaren park vakanoita mhirizhonga. Nyaya yavakasungirwa haisi yekuratidzira zviri pamutemo, vakasungirwa nyaya yekutanga yekuti matyora mutemo wecovid. Yepiri yakazenga yekuti mazonyemba kuti mapambwa musina kupatwa. Inyaya iyi inozoongororwa mudare yopera. Kana vasina mhosva vanonzi havana mhosva, kana vaina vanobatika nemhosva. Asi hakuna akasungira kunzi nemhaka yemaita kunoratidzira, nekuti kuratidzira kunobvumirwa kana mukaratidzira murunyararo. Asi mukabva kumba muchitakuta hatidzokere kumba kusvika mabva pazvigaro. Kana zvakamboitwa kuri dzimwe nyika hazvirevi kuti zvinoitika kuZimbabwe. Saka hazviiti izvozvo.
Yeah, thank you so much. Ngena ponapo ke sesigova uhlelo vadhuve. Yamuzi yakurumara po uDr. Mabaza ngena konapo mfowethu.
Okay, obunye udadewethu uMabebe sike wakhuluma ngakho ukuthi abantu beZANU PF badanisa kakhulu ukuthi bona bayenze ikhungo 2017 namhlanje sebezenza bona abantu abanadimthetho. Njalo into yakhona okumele behlale beyazi kubana uhulumende kumele ebe yisisebenzi sabantu. Abantu nxa sebediniwe bathi hayi uhulumende awusebenzi ngendlela thina esifuna ngayo, abantu banalo ilungelo lokumkhupha uhulumente. You cannot keep an incompetent government and wait for 3 years. because these people, they are not saving the interests of the people. They are plundering the country day and night. And besides, this guy is trying to defend his own people. Why is he not advising Nangagwa to deliver instead of trying to threaten people to stay out of the street? Actually, by the tone of his voice, it's obvious that they are running scared of the people, because they know that when the majority unite, they will be removed from power and stop looting, because they only survive by looting from the people.
Before you respond, Dr. Mabaza, let's bring in Ms. Ketu Epepe. Briefly, Ms. Ketu Epepe, your last words, your matter.
My last words is that ZANU needs to stop being defensive and do right by the people. They know, he or Rotman has already confirmed that the government knows that the people are hungry and they are angry. Do something about it before July 31st. Do something about it before they go out there. Start thinking people, do right by the people. If you know that they are not happy, this process is saying that, oh, it's a process. No, it doesn't take long for people to be stealing money from the government. So at least part of it, if you're going to steal, at least steal half and give us half. We're not going to go to the system. So before July 31st, before people go out there and start complaining, do right by them today. That's my last words.
But Dr. Mabaza, your last word, sir. Only 30 seconds, we are right on top of time now.
Thank you. The first point is to know that we are not scared of people, because people are ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF is people. There are few people who are not happy and they want to have a demonstration. Demonstration is their right, but if it turns violent, they will be arrested. And if it turns nasty, the police will have ways of stopping it. And again, we want this to be known. People who demonstrated against Mugabe in 2017 were not ZANU-PF people, were MTC people, ZANU-PF people, and Zimbabwean people. It was beyond a party level. So it was not the party. But ZANU-PF only removed Mugabe from the party constitutionally, according to the constitution of ZANU-PF, and from the parliament constitutionally, according to our own constitution. So in other words, whatever has been done was within the law. So we cannot turn back and say we need to repeat what happened last time. If they can do it lawfully, there's nothing wrong. But what is wrong is to treat people, lie to them, and tell them you can remove ZANU-PF by being a group. Demonstration does not help ZANU-PF, does not help MDC. MDC is calling for demonstration, or rather all opposition are calling for demonstrations for them to stay relevant. But that relevance is destructive to the economy, to the people, and to the country.
Thank you very much, Dr. Simba Mabaza. He belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. We also wish to thank Mr. Mlungisi Dube, an independent political commentator, and Ms. Ketu Epepe, a Zimbabwean living in Canada.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Now we've come to the end of the show, and please note that this is a pre-recorded live talk show. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube.
I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye in Washington, D.C. Ngatisangane zvakare mangwana, but let's talk ngatikurukurei mangwana. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Sawa, kurege Marvelous kuna hapo. Tuone kahle. Sesipuma kuna hapa.